At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Tuesday, January 31st.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a jam-packed college basketball slate tonight with roughly 30 games across the board. And let's go to the biggest one, the most heavily bet one of the night, a Big 12 showdown here, kicking off at 8 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN+, between K-State and Kansas. Currently, Kansas is listed as a 7-point home favorite with a total of 147. Now, going to this matchup, reason why it's the most heavily bet game of the night, two of the top 10 teams in the nation facing off. Kansas State is 18-3. They're ranked number 7 in the country. They're 3-1 their last four games, and K-State just beat Florida 64-50, covering easily as a 4.5-point home favorite. Meanwhile, Kansas, 17-4. They're ranked number 8th in the country, and they just snapped a 3-game losing skid with a big 77-68 win over Kentucky, winning outright as a 3-point road dog. Now, what's interesting about this game here is right off the bat, the line opener here, what it opened at. This game opened Kansas -6.5, and it seems like, hey, two pretty good teams here, both highly ranked, equal, pretty much even records here. Take the dog. Hey, K-State might even win here outright. So the public is saying, give me the points here with K-State. Currently, 67% of bets are taking K-State in the points, saying, hey, this line is too high. Grab the points here in a matchup that's going to be very close. However, what have we seen across the market here? We've actually seen some sharp reverse line movement toward Kansas laying the points. This game opened Kansas -6.5, and now we're up to Kansas -7. So why is this line moving further toward Kansas if Kansas is only getting a third of bets? If the public's all over K-State, this opened Kansas -6.5, shouldn't this line be down to 6 or 5.5 or 5? You would think so with this lopsided betting on K-State, but the line's actually going the other way, further toward the contrarian side with the Jayhawks here. So this tells me, despite only getting 33% of bets, you're getting this line move in favor of Kansas. Looks like a fade the trendy dog play, where basically the public is grabbing the points here with the popular dog, but yet sharp money seems to be laying the points here with the contrarian favorite. Ken Pom does have Kansas winning this game by 7 points, so it's pretty much right on his number. But you do have kind of a good buy low, sell high, bad ATS, good ATS play here, because if you look at Kansas, they're just 8-13 against the spread. The Jayhawks, good record here. They had their tough losing streak 3 games in a row, but they're only 8-13 ATS. So that tells you that, you know, basically bettors who have taken Kansas this year have lost money. It's kind of cost them. So they'll remember that and kind of think to either think twice to bet on them or just bet out of spite against them because they've cost them money. On the flip side, K-State has been great to bet on, 16-5 against the spread, so people remember that too. If K-State's come through for you so many times, might as well bet them again, right? However, as a contrarian bettor, you kind of look to go the other way here. You look to buy low on the teams that don't cover because they're undervalued and sell high on the teams that do cover a lot because they're overvalued. So kind of a buy low, sell high here. Also, what's interesting, K-State is ranked number 7th. Kansas is ranked number 8th, according to the USA Today or the AP or whatever they use nowadays to rank these schools. But our guy KenPom, who has Kansas winning by 7, he has Kansas ranked number 9 in the country, K-State number 25. So the analytics guru here is basically a little bit higher on Kansas and a little bit less high here on K-State. So it does look like a fade the trendy dog. If you start to see this thing creep up to 7.5 later today, that's even further evidence here of respected money going Kansas. But also, it could be a high-scoring game. You open this total at 146. It's now been bet up to 147. Currently 65% of bets, but 83% of the money is on the over here using our VSiN.com draft splits from DraftKings. That tells me that it's kind of a slight public over, but also a lot of respected money here, kind of a pro and Joe combination here, looking at a higher scoring game. Now, both teams are 12-9 to the over this year. K-State is 5-1 to the over on the road. And these teams just met up about 2 weeks ago. K-State won that game 83-82. That was a 165 final score. And remember, that was K-State actually has a short 1.5-point home dog winning outright there. So maybe on their home court, Kansas is looking for, kind of a revenge spot here. And of course, the public remembers K-State won the last one. So they're saying just give me the points all day with K-State. Yet again, this line does move toward Kansas. So it looks like a fade the trendy dog. It's like a sharp bet here if you want to lay the points with the Jayhawks at home in a big matchup here between two Big 12 powerhouses, tipping off at 8 p.m. on ESPN Plus tonight.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to look toward another very heavily bet game tonight in college basketball. We're going to go to the Big Ten. Let's look at Indiana against Maryland. Currently, Maryland is listed as a 2.5-point home favorite with a total of 139.5. And this game will tip off at 9 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN. So going to this matchup, Indiana, the Hoosiers, 15-6. They're ranked number 21 in the country. They've won 5 straight games. They just beat Ohio State 86-70, easily covering as a 5-point home favorite. Meanwhile, Maryland, 14-7, but they're unranked. However, they have won 3 of their last 4 games, and they just beat Nebraska 82-63, covering as an 11.5-point home favorite. Now, right off the bat, Maryland, open minus 2. So before we even look at the line movement, and it is moving toward Maryland, hint, hint. But right off the bat, why is Maryland favored? This is kind of a fishy, just the first thing you look at, why is Maryland favored? Yes, you give some points here for home court advantage, but Maryland is 14-7 and unranked. Why are they favored over the number 21 team in the country? It makes no sense here. It's actually a very interesting angle here just in terms of public all over Indiana. They're getting across the board 56% of bets, so not super heavily bet, but public is saying, hey, wrong team is favored. Take the points. Yet Maryland actually opened minus 2, and Maryland is now up to minus 2.5, or even some shops creeping up to minus 3. So again, if the public's on Indiana, and Indiana is number 21 in the country, and Maryland is unranked, then either shouldn't the line have opened Indiana favored, or shouldn't it be dropping closer to a pick'em? It's actually going the other way, similar to that Kansas line, public on the road dog. Line's moving to that home favorite, minus 2 up to 2.5 or 3 in favor of the Terps. You look at Maryland too, pretty good fade the trendy dog spot. Again, when it comes to fade the trendy dog, whole point being, and you want to verify through betting percentages from real licensed books like DraftKings, but you really want to, when you fade the trendy dog, have that line move in your favor. That's really the key here. It's not just that the public is loading up on a dog when typically they love favorites, and you can kind of bet against that popular dog, but it's also the fact that the line goes away from the popular side. That's really the angle here. So that does match with Maryland. They're getting 44% of bets, but 59% of the money. So pretty good bet split here in favor of Maryland. KenPom has Maryland winning by 2 points. So if you look at Maryland here on the money line, I'd lean money line minus 145, just you'd hate to lay a 2.5 or a 3 and have them win by 1 or 2 and lose, or 3 and push. So I'd look at money line here with KenPom winning by 2. But again, home versus road. I always really lean on this quite a bit in college basketball because, as I mentioned before, it's easy for, not easy, but pros are more accepting or playing well in terms of going on the road. Pros, it's not a big deal. You know, you're adults, you've seen it before, you've seen it all, done it all. You look at college kids, it can really make a difference here going into these hostile environments. So Maryland is 11-1 at home. Indiana is just 3-4 on the road. And you have a couple of systems here. Big Ten home favorites. They are 42-10 straight up, 81% this year in Big Ten conference matchups. And then money lining short favorites. If you're a short favorite, -4 or less at home, you see the line move at least a half point in your direction. Those teams are 123-69, 64%. So two straight up money line systems there on Maryland. I'd be looking at Maryland on the money line, -145 in a Big Ten showdown, 9 o'clock tonight on ESPN2. Super Bowl is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, let's stick to a loaded college basketball slate tonight and focus on couple games here that are a little bit lower bet, not as heavily bet as the others, but are taking in some good respected money. So first one on the board for me, I'm going to take a shot here on Wyoming, baby. Wyoming tonight is at home, 10 o'clock against Fresno State. And I'm going to pay a little bit of a premium here. Wyoming on the money line, -175. But the reason why I like this spot for Wyoming, a couple things going on here. So both these teams have struggled. Here's a 10 o'clock game, Fox Sports 1, a Mountain West showdown. Fresno State is 7-13. Wyoming is 6-14. This game actually opened Wyoming laying -2.5 at home. And public is saying, hey, you know, kind of split here. Don't know where to go. Two bad teams. You know, should you take the points? Should you lay them? Somewhat undecided. You're only getting around 60% of bets here on Wyoming. So a slight favoritism here to the home team. However, we've seen Wyoming creep up -2.5, now up to -3.5. Some shops even going to -4. So that's kind of notable to me that with two kind of bad teams, late night game, not the most heavily bet game of the night. Pros are leaning with the home team here with Wyoming. You'd also match a system play here, that money line short favorite. Again, favorite of 4 or less at home. Line moves at least a half point in your direction. That's 64% on the money line there. That's a return on investment of around 8%. But also percentage-wise, 60% of bets Wyoming, but 96% of the money. That tells me that really those bigger, sharper wagers are laying it with the Cowboys tonight. KenPom does have Wyoming winning by 3 points, so you're not really a KenPom edge here at this point. That's why typically I go money line, having them win by 3. But the advantage here would be offensively. Wyoming is averaging 70 points a game versus just 61 for Fresno, and field goal shooting percentage, 45% versus 42%, so better shooters for Wyoming. Also rest advantage here. Wyoming last played on the 24th versus Fresno State, who last played on the 28th. And really with the extra time here in terms of rest versus tired, it's not really about rest versus tired, you know, physically. These are young kids who can bounce back pretty quick here. But it's more about getting extra practice time in the gym with your coach, working on some different things. Also, Wyoming is coming off a loss to UNLV. So again, coach is probably riding them hard here. But I like that angle just in terms of extra practice time to prep and get ready. Also Wyoming, they're 5-5 at home. Nothing great. But Fresno's really struggled on the road. Fresno is just 2-6 on the road. So this would kind of match with a obscure line move system. Line move here toward Wyoming. Pretty good bet split, 60% bets, but 96% money. Better offense, you know, kind of a fade Fresno on the road. Give me Wyoming tonight. On the money line, I got Wyoming -175. And again, that's bet twist, not bet to win like every play. You're only risking one unit, trying to get a little more than a half unit back here. Then my other sweat of the night. This one really jumped out to me as well. Colorado State. Somebody likes Colorado State tonight. And I don't know if it's Billy Walters or who, but I'm going to ride Colorado State on the money line, -160. Colorado State is at home against UNLV. It's a 9 o'clock game in the Mountain West. You look at both these teams. What's interesting is UNLV is 14-7. They've won 2 straight. Colorado State is 10-12. They've lost 3 straight. Yet, did you catch who's favored? Colorado State is favored -3, or even some shops -3.5. So right off the bat, why is the team who's lost 3 straight and just 10-12 sub-500 record favored over a team who's won 2 straight and is 14-7? So why is the 10-12 team favored over the 14-7 team? Makes no sense here. That's fishy, and fishy in a good way for Colorado State. So the public is all over UNLV, saying wrong team is favored. 62% of bets on UNLV, but the line keeps moving to Colorado State. Colorado State open as low as -1.5 at home. They're now bet up to -3. Some shops even inching up here, as I mentioned, to 3.5. You have a really good bet split. Super sharp here to this bet split for Colorado State. The Rams are only getting 38% of bets, contrarian spot, yet they're getting 75% of the money. That is a huge low bets, higher dollar bet split in favor of Colorado State here at home. Now, KenPom does have them winning by one, so that's why I'm, you know, money lining minus 160. But again, home versus road, Colorado State 7-4 at home, UNLV 2-3 on the road. So kind of a lower bet, obscure line move, fishy. Why is the 10-12 team favored over the 14-7 team? And if everyone's grabbing the obvious UNLV play here with the points, why does this line continue to go to Colorado State? So it looks pretty sharp here to the Rams. I'm money lining the Rams. Give me Rams at minus 160. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets Pod on Tuesday, January 31st. But reminder, if you're looking for more great sports betting content, coverage for obviously the next couple weeks here leading up to the Super Bowl, but insight, best bets, get great betting data, bet splits from DraftKings, articles behind all the paywall from all of our great team of sports analysts and writers, then guess what? You should become a member at VSiN. We have a great promo right now, only $9.99. $10 gets you everything that we offer as a pro member. Best bet picks, live stream of all the VSiN shows, articles behind the paywall, best bets sent to your email, and of course, all full coverage for the Super Bowl, all sports included. But that's a great time to sign up, only $10, even if you just want it for the Super Bowl. Again, to give yourself the best shot here to turn a profit for the big game, now's a great time to give VSiN a shot. Also, before I let you go, guys, it's kind of a huge day for your boy over here in Massachusetts, because today at 10 a.m. Eastern time, the long wait is over. Massachusetts, my home state, I live in the outskirts of Boston, we are launching legal sports betting. Today, 10 o'clock, we go legal. Mobile betting won't start till March, but live in-person betting kicks off today, so I'm going to have to make my way to the Encore Boston, which is going to be the biggest sports book here in Massachusetts. There's two other casinos, Plain Ridge Park Casino, which is kind of around Boston here, a little bit south, but then also the MGM Springfield, which is more Western Mass. But finally, prayers have been answered. I'm waiting for mobile, but now you can finally place legal wagers in Massachusetts. I've been the resident president of the hashtag Let Us Bet movement for Massachusetts, my home state, and finally it happens today. So pretty excited. It's going to be a great day in Massachusetts to see legal betting live launching for the first time here. So if you're at Encore today, keep an eye out for your boy. I might have to make my way and place a futures bet on the Celtics and the Bruins both to win the cup and win the NBA title. But here it is, Massachusetts. We're going live, baby. You know how Brett Musburger is looking at you live? Well, guess what? We're going live here in Massachusetts. Fantastic news here. Big day for legal betting in Massachusetts. But that about does it for the Morning Bets Pod. Enjoy the sweats for today. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy the sweats, cash your bets today, guys, and have a great day. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.